clap your Steve Wright's clappy music if you want. Welcome, welcome in. And whatever welcome is in French. Massive shout out to the French because they are going to defeat fascism in its tracks in the forthcoming election. If you don't, this is to the French listener, I will stop eating garlic for the rest of my life. This is Hospital Podcast episode 332 and we are coming at you live. Ish from the bridge, med school's new home, and we are celebrating the imminent gig, what is happening in May. More about that later. This is a world exclusive track from Winey's forthcoming debut album on med school. It's called Beyond Reach. I should add that this is going to be an exclusively med school podcast. Med school past, present and future incoming today. Whiny. Gotta say, his album is extraordinarily brilliant. Been a little while coming, but the man has come through. Now, I've got to give an enormous shout to everyone who came and made hospitality at the dock so incredible. It was next level. I played three sets on that day and night. Did a live podcast right under the clock. Thanks to everyone who came down and witnessed that absolute carnage. The 21 Years of Hospital set and a contrasting set at Fabric in the after party. So it was a fantastic day. The next event in London is Med School at the Bridge on Friday, the 26th of May. I'll be doing an exclusive Med School set. I'm not really DJing at the moment. Yes, I know I played at the Dock, but I'm only playing at a couple of London shows and a couple of festivals. So I will be appearing at the Med School show with a Med School special set, a one-off. With me will be Newtone, who is now the godfather of mixdowns in the whole drum and bass scene, back to back with Kino. Ulterior Motive, whose recent collaboration with Goldie you may have enjoyed. Kim Yan Law, we're playing live. And I'll Whiney, this man. Tim Parker, Mullet. You alright, Mullet? And Ghost. and it will of course be hosted by Inja and Ruthless. This is Bop, remixed by Anile, An Order. Take off my glasses because I'm actually completely blind with them on and without them on, just in a different way. A few little shouts over on Instagram. Suraj Adatia wants a shout out to himself or herself, I think it's a him. Can't wait for Hospitality 2017. My daughter was conceived on that day last year. Wicked. Excellent. What's her name? You've got to have a special name for that. Best day ever. P.S. When is Etherwood's album coming out? Tell him to get a move on. I will. I will tell him that. Woody, get a move on. Posey. Interesting. Shout out to myself and everyone who came to the dock. It was epic. Tony, you spotted me in my original Hospital Records tee and it made my day, so thank you again, and to everyone at Hospital Records for an awesome night. And just to really, really make Mullet happy, I want to say thank you to the person who came to the dock and gave me a mini Paul. Oh, isn't he sweet? Listen. Oh. Hello, baby Paul. Hello. Now, for the person that follows me on social media, leave me alone. Go away. And for the other person, you may have noticed that the real Paul was actually killed by my puppy. He did enjoy killing him, it has to be said. But Paul is dead. I'm hooking him up to like a kind of, I've made this kind of thing in my cellar. It's on a wooden bench and I've dissected Paul and he's kind of spread eagle, almost crucified basically. And each limb is attached to a wire and I've attached it to my aerial on top of the house, hoping that, you know, if we get an electrical storm, that Paul might be brought back to life. Anyway, the chairman and the secretary general thought it was a good idea. They gave me the thumbs up. So we're working on that together. It's good education. It's good science. I'll keep you posted as to the results. If we can resurrect Paul, and it is a big F, if, obviously, because it's never been done to a chicken before. It's only been done to a human being, and we all know what happened to him. If it happens, I know we're late, we've missed Easter, but never mind. I will bring him along to the bridge on... Mullet's really, really ecstatic that I said that. On 26th of May... In fact, why don't I just bring him whether he's dead or alive? It might be in pieces, but never mind. 26th of May, Friday, the bridge, Bromley by boat. You can come and meet Paul or what's left of him. You will love Paul, Mullet. You will love Paul. And we're keeping it Anile right now. This is Anile working with Chris Marigold, aka Blue Marten. This is called Lysakes, which I don't know if that's a cross between liar and Christ sakes. I'm not sure. What is it? Okay, what language is it? Estonian? A Greek. Okay, it's a Greek word and it means that you are rabid. And it's actually Lee Sax's, I think. There you go. Some podcast notes here from the promo team. Every page says in massive letters, we will be uploading this as a live video, so don't social anything about it before this Friday. Well, I just did. But that's all right, isn't it? We don't need promo smoke and mirrors here, do we? Anyway, we've just heard the first release tickets for Mezcal at the Bridge have sold out. It's a small venue, so don't hang about. It's only 14 quid. Now, I know he's not on Mezcal, he's on hospital, but I want to give a right royal shout out to Hugh Hardy. We have just got his artwork in for his album Colour Space. I put it on Instagram this morning. It is brilliant, absolutely brilliant, as is the album. Not allowed to play it on this podcast, but Hugh, well done, mate. Smashed it. So some of you may remember a little while ago when we used to do shows at Matter that we did a couple of Q&A's, which were like a question and answer session held in the dome. And we had Mr. Jam was hosting one of them. It was rather good. We talked about productions. We talked about the industry. It was free to get in. So we want to do another one this year, but we don't know where to do it, and we can't be bothered to telephone any hospitals or medical schools. So if any of you are listening and you work in a medical school or a hospital and you've got a lecture room that we could borrow to do our podcast, Hospital Records Q&A podcast, obviously you will get full exposure on our MySpace, then let us know. And we'd love to do it. We don't want to do it in a normal building, you see. We want to do it in a hospital or in a medical school or something like that. So get in touch. It would be fun. Or a vet or a dentist. The Ghost remix of Shimmer by Willem. Just is a very interactive podcast today. You may have noticed that I do not have a case on my iPhone. That's because we can't find anyone who makes good iPhone cases. If you make a good iPhone case, get in touch. Sorry that my voice just crept up in level then, but it did. Mic check, mic check. That's better. Oh, word, we have a competition time. I'm enjoying the extra distortion on my mic right now. Sounds groovy. The competition is, please say this a few times throughout the podcast, share this video and tag two friends in the comments for the chance to win three tickets to our next show. I sound like Marky Smith off The Fall. Here at the Bridge on Friday 26th of May, we'll announce the winner straight after the podcast. We are enjoying doing this live, which means I turn the mic up and speak ever so quietly so it won't distort like that. So I'm going to be doing the rest of the podcast in a very hushed voice. Coming another Anil and Bop collaboration. This time, it's Bop's remix of Anil. Sarcastic bass on this. Baby Paul, do you like this? He likes it. Oh. Okay, let's see who's in the house now. The house over on the virtual house over on Instagram. Yes, okay. Who's there? Right, we've got Matthew Strong Photography. Because I said, like, tell me what you want me to talk about, and he's gone and said, talk about the future of Hospital Records and Hospitality in the Park. No. M. Sovercles says, shout out to Widow for the 5 kill streak on Call of Duty, whatever that means, you young people. Carrots1, shout out to me for having a day off. Wow. Gonna go back to bed. Yeah, go on. Also, talk about how excited you are for elections. I thought I said electrons. I'm more excited about electrons right now. Elections, okay, well, there are lots of them at the moment, and one thing that's quite good, the fact that that Theresa May has actually come out of the woodwork and made it absolutely clear that Tories aren't pretending to be compassionate anymore. They are just out and out fascists. Now, we've always known it, but it's good that they're coming out and saying it and also acting on it. You know, by not allowing unaccompanied children into the country who are refugees from Syria being abused in camps, by not allowing them in, they've really stated their case. They are 100% fascist. So it's our job to keep the fascists out of power. And that's Europe-wide, it's worldwide, but particularly in this country. Because we've got fascists in power now. We're going to try to get rid of them. It won't be immediate, it won't happen overnight, but we are not powerless. We have the power, we can do it.
A souvenir for those who find it. I searching for
more. And a shout out to everyone who doesn't like me talking politics on the podcast. I've got news for you. It's going to get a lot more political. I don't have BBC rules. I don't have advertisers to worry about. I do this for free. It's my show. I can say what I want. On Mezcal, this is Etherwood. Souvenirs, the Ulterior Motive remix. Let's go. Shout in from a bit of Andrew. He wants to shout to Hi Hardy. Carry me now. I think his phone probably did that, but it's quite good. Hi Hardy and Frafix. He wants a shout out for their albums, in fact. I can't wait, he says. Massive shout out to James and Joanna for their wedding in August. I am the best man. Yes, Andrew. They'll need more than a bit of Andrew at their wedding, you know. Dear and Dugu says, I would like a shout out to the podcast listeners around the world. Brilliant London Electricity, thank you. Previn Graphics and Paul the Chicken. Well, RIP. But maybe not forever. That slightly over-enthusiastic track introing there. It was me forgetting to pull the fader down, but it is also the amazing Face remix of Photone Recruits by Rawtek. Keeping it 100% med school right here on the Hospital Podcast with me, London Electricity. And Soul Assassin has sent a message in saying, get people voting. We all have to vote. I totally agree. You may consider this rather dictatorial, but I think voting should be compulsory. Otherwise, the vote doesn't represent the whole population. And that is nothing to do with the fact that the majority of socialists are lazy. It's nothing to do with that at all, okay? They're not lazy, they're just not alpha males. And for all the haters who are going to hate on me for talking about politics, and they're going to think they can rile me up and get back at me by going, I'm going to unlike you on Facebook. Or, I'm not going to listen to your podcast anymore. You'll just make me even happier than I already am. So thank you for not being here, fascists. the mighty Kim Yan Law on remix duties on the tune that my wife made me sing, That Thing You Did, by me, London Electricity, from the Med School Scans remix album. Globetrotter 1991 wants me to talk about Outlook Festival last year. I would, but I can't remember any of it. Roger Barkley wants me to talk about any restaurant or hotel review or just political rants between the drops, please. Well, I've done that. Well, I've done the politics anyway. Restaurant review. There's a new sourdough. Well, okay, sourdough pizza place, right, open around the corner from me. They are opening in almost every cluster of shops in London and most cities around the country at the moment. Now, don't get me wrong, I quite like sourdough pizza, but it's becoming very predictable. It's kind of like it's just there for the middle classes to come and feel like they're superior to people who eat Pizza Express. Let's not beat about the bush. That's what they're there for, okay? I think the Italian mafia is behind every sourdough pizza restaurant in the country because prostitution and drugs just ain't cutting it anymore. It's all about sourdough pizzas. That's where the money is. You buy an old newsagent, you rip it out, you put something that looks like a real pizza oven in, you put some old school chairs in and some cranky old tables so you can charge £5 a dish more because it looks slightly hipstery, and off you go. Quite like it though. Shout out to Nico, aka Kim Yan Law, for this second half of this track. It is beautiful. Play something else by Etherwood, as he's been known for the last 3 weeks because he's been in Australia and New Zealand on the Med School tour. They had an amazing time, Woody Etherwood and Will Kino and Dylan Royston. I think they ended up doing absolutely every show back to back to back. It was that fun. Here I wish to stay. Thoughts become distant feelings. I'm going with the flow. I'll just sit still. Med School Worldwide in 2017. Paul loves this tune. That was all getting a little bit too nice. Time for some early med school. From Germany, the mighty Marksman. This is Halo. It was well ahead of its time when it came out. Let's hear how it sounds now. Do this. So this would have been made by Marksman about 12 years ago. I think we released it about 10 years ago. And he made all his music on a tracker program. Now, if you're not familiar with what a tracker is, it's a numerical programming piece of software. There is no GUI, no graphical user interface. It's not made to look pretty. It's pure numbers, proper geek production. Hats off to Martin Marksman. Shagger 2.0, okay, wants a shout out to Urban Dawn for smashing a set in the Cross Club in Prague a couple of weeks ago. Absolutely love the music. Yes, Felipe is on tour. He's been around Europe. He's in the UK again now. I'm going to take him for some very, very nice fish and chips. My favourite fish and chip shop in the southeast London is actually in Beckenham. It is wicked. Right, keeping it early med school, Trisector style, Morning Rain. Now, some of you may not know Morning Rain, but it is one of the defining tunes of med school's history. It took us in a completely new direction on med school, and it sounds just as good right now. and keeping things med school now. Out right now on Med School, Flying High is the music for orchestra drums and bass EP by Kino. It's been absolutely smashing it. There are four tracks. One features Rue Reynolds from Enter Shikari on vocals. It kind of gives you a little glimpse into what the new album by Kino is going to sound like towards the end of this year. Med School is also coming to Hereford, one of my favourite cities in the world. It's playing at the venue on the 2nd of June. Etherwood, Anoil, Ruthless, Unseen Force, MXU and Advocate. Med School also comes to the Warehouse at Hospitality in the Park 2017. Saturday the 23rd of September, you all know about it by now, Hospitality in the Park. An even more impressive version of our festival last September that was the UK's first ever drum and bass festival. And the Med School tent, the Med School Warehouse, is quite something to behold. So who's playing? Well, in no particular order, we have Etherwood playing. We have an unbelievably rare appearance by Mystical, which is Marcus Intellect, back-to-back with Caliber, back-to-back with ST Files, the original combination. In A to Z order, we have Alex Perez and EPROM presenting Shades. We have Anoil, BC back-to-back with Technomatic, Bop presents Microfunk, featuring Bop and Oak live, Frederick Robinson live, Kino, Luke LSB, DRS and Tyler Daly, LTJ Bookham, Royalston back-to-back with Whiny. How is that for a lineup for one event? But how is that for a lineup for one of many tents in one event? Quite unbelievable. Tickets are on sale now. Hospitalityinthepark.london. They are selling a lot faster than the tickets sold for Hospitality in the Park. And as you know, that sold out a good couple of weeks before the event. Incoming is the tune whose intro reminds me a little bit of the Eton Rifles by The Jam. I don't know why, because there's nothing like it. Kino himself. We're going to go all Kino for a bit now, towards the end of the podcast. Nocturne, remixed by Frederick Robinson. Brucey360 says, can I get a shout out for Harvey, who travelled from Newcastle to London for the dock and didn't have any ID with him, so he couldn't get in. Oh, mate. I tried to say as much as I could on the podcast. We tried to put it across all channels, but please, always, bring your ID to an event. Please. That makes me so sad. Harvey, I really, really hope you can come to the park, and don't forget your ID, please. Jimshow86 says, I'm defo interested in your election views, Tony. Well, probably not after the amount I've been saying about it, but just don't vote for anyone. Who voted not to rescue any of the unaccompanied children, refugees? There's a massive list of the MPs who voted against that bill. I put it on my channels a few days ago. Can't remember exactly what the website was that it was on. But if you vote for any of those MPs, shame on you. You're letting yourself down, your families down, your children down, this country down, this world down, and those unaccompanied children. If you vote for those people, don't vote for them. They are scum. Theresa May is scum. We love drum and bass. We love good music. We love beautiful music. We are good to people. We are nice to people. We help people. That's why we're here. We spread love. We don't spread hate. So, show some compassion to the Tory members of Parliament and put them out of their misery. Etherwood and Royalston working together, eyes on me. This is 100% Med School. This is the Hospital Podcast. I'm London Electricity. You are the music lovers. Thank you for being part of this. We have more. Brandon Seaton, I think it is. Wants to shout out to his brother Justin. Tell him to get off his butt and get a job today. Yes, Brandon, go down to the corner shop, go down to Jobs R Us and buy a job. You can get them on Amazon as well. Sheriff Kevin says, hi Tony, I would love to know if there are any plans for another Hospitality USA tour. At present, there are no plans for Hospitality USA tour. I'm sorry, Sheriff. That's just the way it is. And that very crafty little broadcasting technique that I used there, it's a bit of a trade secret, so I'm not going to tell you what it was that I did, but it was pretty cool, wasn't it? And it's partly due to my shot that actually we have the original version of Nocturne by Keno now. Not content with the Frederick Robinson remix. I I think Mullet's making a statement about the world here. The world is in twilight. I didn't, although it's on med school, I did include it in my 21 years of hospital set at Hospitality in the Dock. And this probably got one of the biggest reactions of the whole set. It was immense. So thanks once again to everyone who was there and who stuck around to hear my set. It was fun. Kino, take it away. Simpson wants a shout out to her Raven crew, specifically to Max, who was in a bike accident and broke both arms and her legs a few months back, but still managed to rave all day in a wheelchair at the Dock. Yes, Max, well done, mate. Legendary effort from yourself. And Chloe says, I cannot wait for Bristol. Well, me neither, 10th of June. Coming back with the big band. I think we're aiming to put 5 new tunes into the set. So, yeah, quite nervous about that. Ollie Dyson says, big up Tony, would love a shout out to my better half Joe, and please, please, don't vote to shoot yourselves in the foot by voting Conservative. Yes, Ollie. Dan Colquhoun. That is a wicked name. Yes, Tony, keep these beautiful podcasts going. Please give me a shout out, as there might be other people in my position. I'm in a dilemma. I love coming to Hospitality. My last one was in Bristol, but the trouble is I have no one to go with. None of my friends like drum and bass. So what do? I really fancy the barbecue, and Hospitality in the Park is just not the same by yourself. After this drop, I'm going to tell you what to do. Hold tight, Dan. Now, I had a shout before Hospitality in the Dock, and I met the guy as well, and he calls himself the Solo Raver because he came to Hospitality in the Park on his own because none of his mates liked drum and bass. He said he had the best day of his life, and he left with about 23 new friends that he's still in touch with, and he came to Hospitality in the Dock with them. That's how we do it at Hospitality, okay? You don't need friends before you come, because you're going to be with friends when you arrive, and you'll make new friends for life. You may think that's a bold statement, but it's true. Incoming as a brother, another brand new tune from Whiny. It's called Talisman. And the end of this podcast is brought to you by the alumni of Manchester Music College. You see, further education can actually pay off. We'll be right back. Harry. Go on, Will. And Drew Grenzner wants a shout out to his mother. She passed away a few weeks ago. She was an amazing woman, heart bigger than anything else. She will be missed. Drew, you have our condolences here at hospital and med school. You were lucky to have such a great relationship with your mother. Big love, mate. And Jonathan Ramsden says, Tony, can I get a shout out for all my colleagues in the NHS who work hard selflessly every day? I'm currently kicking back on holiday with a beer in the sun, playing some old school hospital bliss. Yes, Jonathan. And a shout from Zoe Barrington Groves. That's a really posh name. So I checked her picture and she's not looking posh at all. She just looks nice and normal. Big up, Zoe. She says, the dot was amazing. Cannot wait until the park. It was amazing. By the way, posh means you kind of, you're on a horse with a polo stick. Maybe you're hunting wolves or foxes or something, you know, something kind of nasty. She says, the park was amazing last year. I love having them to look forward to. Also, I've converted my husband, who now loves these events and the music. You are a great guy, Tony. We love hospitality, and thank you. Yes, and I think one of the final shouts goes out to Jasper Crapp, who is one of the most shouted people on the podcast, and he actually came to the live podcast at the dock. Yes, Jasper, nice to meet you, mate. We're going to conclude things now with another track from Kino. This is Fading Fast. Which unfortunately is not in the same key as Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, but it should be. Because that would be amazing. Thank you for listening, thank you for subscribing, thank you for being part of this. Let's do it. Goodbye.